Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. I'm with Brother Peter, and we're going to be speaking about the recent so-called swine flu that has been announced as happening at now a level 5 pandemic, according to the World Health Organization. And I believe level six is the highest level. Is that correct?
Yeah, level six is a full scale pandemic, and level 5 is like just under that. And so, basically, obviously, everyone's heard about this pretty much. And as we see it, there are 4 possibilities as to what's going on, and we are going to be giving what we think is actually going on. And as we see it, the 4 possibilities as to what this is are, number one, that it's a naturally occurring virus that's just going to fizzle out quickly. We would say that's the least likely scenario. It's possible, but very unlikely that that's the case. The second possibility is that this is like a plague sent from God as part of the final days. That's possible, but it's also not what we think is really going on. The other 2 possibilities are that, number one, this is a deliberate virus which has been set up and spread and weaponized by secret elements inside the government, claiming to be part of the government, who have also been responsible for similar conspiratorial events, such as the events of 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, etc., and their predecessors were involved in the JFK assassination. And so if you don't really understand what has gone on in the past with those conspiracies and how there are definite elements of people and secret groups pulling off these kind of things, then you're not going to really understand what's going on with this swine flu pandemic alert. And so some people believe that this has been actually a weaponized virus that's been deliberately spread, and that's why it's infecting people, because they want to get a lot of people sick and then institute a mass vaccination program. Now, we personally believe the other possibility, which is that there actually isn't any swine flu at all, but it's being reported as if there is a swine flu.
Or at least at this point in time, they haven't actually released anything that would cause massive numbers of people to get sick. At this point, what they're doing is people that have the flu are going to their doctor. And since they've reported, the CDC, World Health Organization, has reported that this is a massive problem that we have now with the swine flu, the doctors are now sending the samples, of course, to the CDC, and the CDC looks at certain cases, and they claim, yes, this is confirmed, and stamps it as a case of swine flu. And so, therefore, what we believe is that they're reporting these cases of actual just regular flu, which I believe about 30,000 people die each year, I think, in the United States from just flu. And they're saying it's swine flu. And we don't really know who these people are. I mean, they could say that, you know, 1,000 people have it. We don't know who these people are. We can't track them down. And so we can only say that's what the television is telling us on the news, that there are 1,000 people, and then they can say there are 5,000 people that have been infected. And so there's no way to corroborate that information, to check it out and to see if it's true.
Well, see, what's important to understand is that we know we're being lied to, because most people probably heard that about 150 people were supposedly killed in Mexico due to swine flu. Okay, that was reported all over the press. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, all the mainstream networks, etc., are stating this. Well, actually, if you read some of the articles more carefully, such as this one that came out today from CNN, it admits that only 7 deaths have been confirmed. And we're going to put the link on our website. Only 7 deaths. Well, they've been reporting that over 150 people were killed as fact. That's simply not true. Now, what's crucial to understand is that, as he was just saying, the only people in America who can confirm whether a case is actually swine flu or not is the Centers for Disease Control. Okay, so if you go, if someone has flu-like symptoms and goes to his doctor and is scared that he might have swine flu because he's been hearing the news, the doctor can't tell him whether it's regular flu or swine flu. And so the doctor has to take a sample and send it to the CDC. And the CDC, a day or so later, will confirm or deny whether it's swine flu. So this all comes down to whether you actually trust the people at the CDC. And globally, they're doing this at the World Health Organization, which is a similar type of organization. The people at the top of these organizations are very important people put there because they're tied in with the international globalist structure.
And there's information that who was responsible for basically giving a vaccine or inoculating the people in Africa, and this is how AIDS spread throughout Africa, that it was actually caused by some kind of injection that people were given in Africa, and that's how they actually got AIDS, and AIDS started to spread in Africa, given by the World Health Organization. And you had found that in one article that, you know, there are only actually, what, seven confirmed?
Yeah,
cases?
as I was saying earlier, that if you look more carefully, okay, you can see that they admit that there are only seven, quote, confirmed cases in Mexico. But the whole world has already come to believe that about 150 people are dead in Mexico from the swine flu. So which is it? Obviously, they've been lying to us. Now, there are a lot of other points which all directly lead you to the conclusion that this is a conspiracy. Number one is that they've been talking about for years prepping people, conditioning them to accept that there might be a massive flu. Okay, they've been talking about avian flu for years, bird flu. Okay, basically get ready for this kind of terror attack.
Well, a couple of years ago they spoke about how this avian flu, bird flu, that it's coming to America, it's going to be here within a few weeks, it could be catastrophic, the damage it could cause and infecting people and so forth, and they were giving us like daily updates at one point, and then all of a sudden it just sort of dropped off the map, and you don't hear anything about it, nothing. And so, you know, why was that? And they were even speaking about maybe they would have to vaccinate, you know, give everyone, like they're talking about dosages of this vaccine, hundreds of millions that they were getting ready so that they could give everyone in America this shot that would stop the bird flu.
And we posted a link to an article called Government Template for Mass Vaccination, which links to this story about this Indiana county official who was involved with Homeland Security, and they had basically prepared the people on the local level for a possible mass vaccination, mass graves. Okay, setting this up, this is well in advance of anything we're talking about with the swine flu. This was a couple years ago, prepping the people. So, and the person, as you can hear on this video clip, he's saying, well, what are you guys talking about? What's going on? What do you know that we don't? Okay, why are you, you know, in preparation for all of this? And, I mean, the questions they're asking were as if this kind of thing was definitely going to happen, and they needed to make preparations for this kind of scenario, which was so unlikely. And so there are other things which point to the fact that this is almost certainly at this point a total hoax.